Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 11, that is coordinating. It is a horizontal process as it is mentioned. Now what do you mean by coordination? Everyone knows by now. Coordination is a process in which you try to connect with each other. In this chapter, we will be seeing how instrumental, how important is company's requirement for coordinating the different elements involved in the business. So in this chapter, we will be dealing in detail about how coordination or why coordination is very important function. This is yet another chapter which will put up a light on how companies succeed because of coordination. And we all know that business can succeed if and only if there is proper coordination or teamwork involved in different teams. Like if there is no coordination between manufacturing and marketing or operations and marketing, a business can never succeed. So that is why coordination plays a very important role. Let us go ahead and see how this chapter will proceed and what are different kinds of tools and techniques which are new in the system that will help us to understand how horizontally the company's coordination can take place. So at the outset, we all know coordination is a team effort, which means what? It is more connected, more related, more adjoined with teamwork. If there is teamwork, then it requires coordination. Coordination means people coming together, particularly people from dissimilar sections coming together. So coordination usually takes place when there is people who are coming from dissimilar sections. Dissimilar sections means what? That they are not from the same area, same background, same concept, and that is where they are supposed to coordinate the activities. Directing and coordinating are complementary functions. They go hand in hand. Directing is a vertical function, whereas coordination is a horizontal function. You all understand vertical, which means what? Vertical would mean, say for example, like this, going up and down in the hierarchy. And coordination, which is more horizontal function, which means what? It will go from point to point in the same area. That is where it is horizontal function. That is, it creates linkages between different verticals. So we may have marketing, we may have finance, we may have HR, we may have production. So to coordinate amongst them, to coordinate among themselves, you require coordination as one of the most important and instrumental function. That is why we say coordination is more about vertical connection, or we can call it as more about, not vertical as such, it is more horizontal concept, but it is more about linking different elements involved in the system. So coordination is more about linkages between the vertical functions. That is where there are vertical functions are like marketing is vertical function, finance is vertical function, HR is vertical function, operations is vertical function. So to connect these vertical functions with a link, it is the functioning of the coordination. So coordination involves talking to persons across the line to get certain things done. So in coordination, we have to get the things done between the members of the organization. Like for example, the marketing manager needs to get work done from the finance executive, how it is going to function, what all the requirements, tools and techniques are there. So it creates linkages between dissimilar functions. It unifies the work of one section with some other section. So it connects, it bonds, it links one section with other section and tries to bond in the best possible manner. It requires skills to understand each other. This skill is not there with many managers, and so they do not become good leaders. So that is what is one of the crucial factors. Many managers would be very functional or very constructive in their own domain area, but when it comes to coordinate with other functional managers, they are not so well versed. That is where we find a biggest challenge, biggest problem, which we call it as that these managers couldn't be good leaders to lead the organization from the front. That is what becomes a very critical problem for organization to grow with time. So to become good leader, we need to be very good in coordination. So if you want to be good leaders, if you want the organization to grow ahead with time, then you or we need to have good coordination in place. Good coordination means good leaders. Good leaders means the companies grow in best and the better possible manner. Now let us go ahead and see the characteristic features or important aspects of coordination. So the first feature of coordination is managerial responsibility. Now what do you mean by managerial responsibility? It means coordination is every manager's responsibility. Like for example, in a company named ABC Limited, there are three managers who are responsible for a branch in Mumbai. Now, if these three managers takes care of a lot of back office related activities. Now, if there is no coordination between these three managers in ABC Limited, the company wouldn't be able to grow. Why? Because if there is lack of coordination, the business will fall. The reasoning why? Because if the customer comes up and there is no things properly in place, the business will not be able to lift. That is why we call it as that it lacks. That is why we call it as it not only lacks or it requires to be very instrumentally available in the business. That is coordination. So every departmental head is responsible to coordinate the efforts of his subordinates. It is inherent in the managerial job and responsibility. So it is by default that a manager's responsibility, manager's duty is to make sure that there is proper coordination happening or not. Second feature of coordination is it provides unity of action. So what do you mean by unity of action? If there is coordination properly done, then at the same time things would happen. Now let us take example of a military front, wherein there are two different battalions in two different areas, but at 5 particular hours in a particular day, they decide to fire a bullet, and if there is no proper coordination, then one may fire the bullet at 5, another may fire a bullet at 5-5. It would not involve that kind of a system. Similarly, when a product has to be launched on the same time in on all the channels, if the advertisement needs to be released, it is at 8, then at 8 in the evening on the prime time, the teaser will release at all channels, be it at a particular network or other network, but it will release at all networks. That is what is called as unity of action. So it will provide unity of action and there is proper coordination. So unity of action is necessary to achieve common objectives. So it is the heart of coordination process. So every coordination process main lies, or any action of an organization main lies, when there is proper coordination been taking place. If the action has no proper coordination, then the business would not be able to survive for a long period of time. Another feature of coordination is necessary to all levels. Now we all know that business has different levels. The levels may be top level, middle level, lower level. We also call it as, say for example, corporate level, business level or functional level. So where I've got different levels in an organization. In every organization, when we have got different levels like top, middle level or lower level, in all the levels, coordination is a must. At all the levels, coordination is by default needed. Why is it needed? Because if top does not coordinate middle cannot coordinate with bottom, then the things wouldn't fall in place. This is known as vertical coordination. Similarly, in the middle level, there are different actions being taken place. If these actions are not coordinating, the business will not be able to give the output. That is why coordination is also necessary at the middle level, both at the vertical as well as at the horizontal levels. So coordination is not brought by force or left to chance. Hence, the top executives should take deliberate efforts to bring coordination at levels of organization. So it is not just left aloof. It is the compulsory, or it can say it as it is by default necessary, that every organization needs to coordinate things from top to bottom, or maybe at the linkage level. Another feature of coordination is relevant of group efforts. So all the coordination makes sure, or it creates importance whenever there is a requirement of group efforts. Now any organization which succeeds in the business, be it companies like PepsiCo Industries, or be it banks like ICICI Bank, or maybe a multinational corporation like Godrej or Reliance, if these companies have been able to succeed, it is simply because of the most important element in the principles of management known as coordination. That is, it is relevant of group efforts. Whenever there is group efforts required, coordination becomes a very important task. So group efforts rather than individual efforts are necessary to bring coordination. An individual cannot work without affecting the functions of others. It emphasizes group efforts. So whenever group efforts are needed, coordination by default needs to be in place. If group is functioning and they don't coordinate with each other, then business wouldn't be able to run. Just think about a boat which is to be moved across with the pedals, or which needs to basically sail across in the sea. So whenever the boat has to sail across through the sea, then move across in the water, then it requires proper coordination of the flapping available so that they can move the things together, or maybe the pedals available so that they can basically move the ship to the next level, which can move the ship from water from one point to another point. That is where it also requires group efforts. So when group efforts are required, the best concept is only with regards to coordination. Another feature of coordination is it is continuous and dynamic process. Every coordination activity is continuous in nature, which means what? It will go on and on and on. And it is dynamic, which means what? It changes with time. Both are, you can say, complementing terms. Continuous, which means what? Coordination will go on and on. Today, if you have done coordination, tomorrow, if you don't do coordination, it is fine. No, it cannot be. It has to be done coordination tomorrow also. Then day after tomorrow also coordination needs to be done. So coordination is continuous process and it needs to change as per the requirement. Now say for example, there are situations where you require aggressive coordination when things are going to take place. Like example, when the product is launched, at that time you require coordination at all the corners in the business. But at times when it is a routine kind of an advertisement for the business, then might as well you wouldn't require coordination at so aggressive or continuous level. That is why we say that coordination is one of the features, continuous and dynamic process. Coordination starts with planning process and ends with controlling process. So coordination starts when you plan, you require to coordinate, and coordination ends when you do a controlling process where you identify. Controlling is more about taking feedback. So when you take feedback, you decide should you or was the coordination fruitful enough or coordination was a flop concept. In every organization, a certain kind of coordination exists. Special effort should be taken by the management to achieve high degree of coordination. So every company needs to put in a lot of efforts to make sure that there is proper coordination between all the team members, or maybe between the company and the customers, or customers and the company. So everywhere it requires to have a proper coordinated effect. Now system concept. Now coordination, as far as coordination, another feature is in a system concept. So an organization is a system of cooperative efforts. Functions of each department are different in nature and have interdependence in the organization system. The organization runs smoothly with the help of coordination. So the coordination is a system concept. System concept means something related to connection, or you can say linkage. Now coordination, another feature is that it is a system concept, which means it needs to run together with a proper system. It needs to run together with proper connection or bonding with each other. If there is no proper connection, bonding, or you can say relativity with different parameters in the business, then coordination would be a flop. That is why one of the functions of coordination is it is a system concept, which is more about it is a cooperative efforts. Similarly, like if we have seen or heard about brands like Apple, which produces a lot of mobile phones. Now, Apple mobile phones which entered in India picked up the market from 4S to 5, 5S, 5C, then 6, 6 plus, 6S, and etc, etc things. So there would be chances that there are mobile phones which are iPhone, we would have iPhone 1, iPhone 2, iPhone 3 as well. But it was never appealed. It was never showcased. The reason being, there was no proper coordination between two groups of people. The distributors and the storekeepers. There was no proper coordination. Would be the reason why company's whole campaign of selling the iPhones in the market flopped. Now if you see or read any business failure story, you will find that the business failure story is somewhere connected to a concept of coordination. Because when group is considered and if there is no proper coordination between the members, the company definitely has to fall down. So these were a few features. Now we move on to the next element, that is need and importance of coordination. Now tell me guys, let me put up this question to few of them. Shweta, yeah, tell me Shweta, do you think coordination is important? Do you think coordination is important? Great Shweta mentions yes. Now yes, Shushma, you tell me, is coordination important? Okay, great, superb. Now you tell me Viral, is coordination important? Great, superb, very good. Now let me put up this question to Nishi, you tell me that is coordination important? If yes, why? You tell me the reason why. Why is coordination important? Okay. Great, superb. What you answered is absolutely correct. Let us see why do we need or why coordination is important. Now, first importance of coordination, what Nishi also mentioned, is unity in diversity. That is, there is a diversified activity in large organization, which will be inefficient in the absence of coordination. So in business, we see there are a lot of activities happening, right? From accounts to marketing to finance to HR to operation to production to quality check and many other things. So if there is no proper coordination, there will be no proper success, or there will be no proper output given. That is why coordination is very important, and that is what is called as unity in diversity. Another importance of coordination is teamwork or unity of direction. So there has to be proper teamwork, and direction should be unified, or it should be unified and given in proper way. So the efforts, energies and skills of various persons should be integrated as group efforts to achieve the objectives of an organization. So another importance of coordination, that there should be proper teamwork. If there is teamwork, or when there needs to be given unity of direction, then it is very important coordination should be there in place. If coordination is not there in place, the teamwork wouldn't be able to help, suffice the requirement. And that is why we say that one of the most important crucial need for coordination is because when there is teamwork, when five people are working together, everyone has got different mindset, everyone has got different pressures, and when the output is supposed to be given, it can be given if there is proper unity of direction given. If there is no proper unity of direction, you cannot give the output. Just imagine if someone in listening to me would have catched ever a running train, or you would have catched running bus, or maybe anything which you have run, or maybe you have ever run across or jog. Do you basically jump or hop, or you just walk, or you just need to run with both the legs together, or one after the other? Most of the answer would say one after the other. That is, you need to have a proper pace. Correct what you have said, Nishi. So while you are going to run and catch a running train or running bus, there has to be huge amount of coordination between your mind, hand, the pole and your leg. If all these four functions are not coordinated, and if you try to get into the train, you may fall down. So coordination in all aspects is very, 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 very important. Similarly, when mothers are cooking, so when they are going to cook also, they need to, if they are making a particular food, if there is no proper coordination or timing involved in what should be instilled, what should be stirred on the given time, and if that thing does not fall in place on that time, the product will basically fail. So that is why we say that teamwork or unity of direction required. You need to have proper coordination. Then functional differentiation, that is, every business has got different functions. When businesses have different functions, and if they had to function together, then that is the time when they need to coordinate. Marketing wouldn't understand what finance person thinks. Finance wouldn't understand what HR thinks. HR wouldn't understand what production is going through. So if they are all from different areas of functions of business, then if they have to produce, or they have to ensure that they serve the customer, they can do so if there is proper coordination between all these four together. So each department tries to perform its function in isolation from others. And guys, when this department performs their function in isolation, they are super it. No one can touch them, because marketing, if they have to market on their own and there is nothing, no one going to assess them or control them, then their strategies are one of the best in the world. Similarly, finance has no pressure on them to ensure that they can reduce the cost. Then no one in the world they are worried with. They are just in isolation. Then they will manage their funds in their own way. The same holds true for HR or operations as well. So it creates a problem. Therefore, coordination is necessary to integrate the functions of related departments. So if they have to work in isolation, then there is no problem. But since they are supposed to work together, then it creates a problem. So to make sure that they have to work together, which is by default necessary, and for that purpose they will require coordination as an important tool or technique. Another need and importance of coordination is specialization. When we coordinate and function together in the business, there are specialized people who will give the outputs and tasks as per their own requirement. So specialists know thoroughly about the respective fields. They are able to judge the scope, nature and kind of work they perform, but they do not know the job of others and the importance of their performances. This tends to cause a dispute among the specialists. Such disputes could be solved with the help of coordination. Now, this is a very general problem when we talk about business as far as organization structure is concerned. Now, marketing function wouldn't know how difficult or how conceptually I have to be strong if I was supposed to produce the good, because of the fact that he is in his domain area, his task is to go and sell the product in the market. Whereas production system, who is functioning in its own domain area, he has to not only just produce, but make sure that there is proper raw materials on time, then these raw materials needs to be properly used in time frame, because the machine needs to be warmed and then only the products will be manufactured. The time available, the power, energy, employees, workers, and so many other ingredients involved in it needs to be focused and function upon. That is where the output would be given. So they all are specialists in their own world. Because marketing manager is specialist in his world, production manager is specialist in his world, but if they do not work together, then it will have no use, because of the fact that they are working differently, separately, but their focus or the area of importance or area of understanding is totally different. That is where we say that coordination of the importance is that you need to have specialization. Another importance of coordination is reconciliation of goals. Reconciliation, which means what? They need to check the goals and the functioning, both are matching or not. So coordination reconciles the employees' goals with both departmental and organizational goals. So coordination reconciles, which means what? Connects or brings together the employees' goals. What is the employees' goals? And what is the departmental goal? What is the organization goals? Are these three matching or not matching? If it has to match, then it can be done with the help of coordination only. That is what we call it as, why do we need coordination? Because it reconciles, which means what? Regroups the goals in the best possible manner. Another importance of coordination is large number of employees. When company involves large number of employees, coordination is a must. Like for example, when let's take an example of Jet Airways. It is a wonderful air aviation sector company, which whose mode of transport is taking passengers from one part of country to another part of country via air. When this system needs to be flying via air, there has to be a lot of coordination. Right from the time the flyer who enters in the airport till the time he has been delivered on the other part of the country where he wants to go, and he gets his luggage, there is huge amount of coordination. The baggage taken up, the baggage are installed in the same flight where the passenger is going to fly. Then it has been properly put in the same aircraft. It has been properly downloaded. I mean, which means the baggage has been properly taken out. This baggage has been put in the belt where the passenger will take the bag. And then finally he moves off. So from start to the end, there is need of coordination at different layers. That is what coordination is very, very, very important, because it involves large number of employees. If every employee wouldn't know what he is taking and how is he going to take or how it is going to function, he will be in his own world doing his task. And that is why when large number of employees, large number of activities and processes are involved, we need to have proper coordination. They have different habits. So employees have different habits, employees have different behavior and approaches in a particular situation. Sometimes they do not act rationally. Sometimes the employees do not act rationally, but they are very furious. They demand in front of a lot of things, which basically creates a bad image in mind of the customers at times. So their behavior is sometimes unpredictable and is not well understood. There is every possibility of problems arising in complex organization. All this makes coordination very essential. So when something is going to take place, or event is there, an occasion is there, so for that purpose, you never know how the employees are going to react. So for that purpose, it's very important that the company, employees, and the that whole unit which for whom the whole program has been thrown open is properly coordinated, and accordingly it has been lifted to the next level. Another importance of coordination is congruity of flows, which means coordination ensures smooth and continuous flow of information. So coordination also ensures what? There is proper flow of information. There is continuous flow of information. Information is passing from A to B, B to C, C to again A. There is continuous flow of information. So coordination ensures, why do we need coordination? Because if there are three teams, say for example, Team Mumbai, Team Delhi and Team Kolkata. These three are launching a new store, and they are, because of geographic segmentation, they do not know how the store layout has been looked about as. So for that purpose, the Mumbai and the Delhi and the Kolkata, all these three cities need a proper coordination or congruity of flow of information, that the store layout over here should be the same way store layout over there in Delhi, or the same way that the store layout should be the same way there in Kolkata. So if these three are been accordingly designed, then congruity of flow or continuous information will take place. So these are few need and importance of coordination. Another need and importance of coordination is empire building. Now the offices of top portion of line organization always expect cooperation from staff officers. So the managers at the top middle level always expects that the operational level or the dynamic level officers in the bottom level, they will always cooperate with the top level. However, the line officers are not ready to extend their cooperation to staff officers. But it happens, the line officers and staff officers, the staff officers are not ready to cooperate with the line officers, as they have got their own way, their own mindset and their area of operation. It creates conflict between them. Therefore, coordination is necessary to avoid conflict between line and staff officers. And it happens this way, that when a company needs to build up an empire, company needs to build up an organization, company needs to make sure that it can go for a longer period of time in the market. So for that purpose, there should be no lack of communication, lack of coordination between the groups of people. And that is where it is very, very, very important that there should be proper coordination between both the teams, else the business would go for a toss. The third person will take advantage of the things. Next importance of coordination is differentiation and integration. The whole activity of every organization is classified into two units. They are specialized and homogeneous units. Authority is delegated to various units of organization. This is necessary to achieve group efforts, and coordination facilitates the process. Another need and importance of coordination is differentiation and integration. Differentiation basically does a lot of things differently, and integration makes sure that the things that have been similar should be brought together. So things which are different and brought together, they need to be streamlined accordingly. There are chances that things which are brought together can be a part of things which are different. So you can incorporate those things. If I need to incorporate both the things, that is differentiation and integration, I should have proper coordination. If there is no proper coordination, I will not be able to survive for a long period of time in the business. So this is the way how need and importance of coordination actually functions. Principles of coordination. In principles of coordination, like need importance, there are a lot of rules and regulations for coordination which every company needs to follow. So the first in principles of coordination is early start. The early you start coordination, the better for the organization. The late you will start, it is more worse for the company. Early coordination or early start, which means what? From the planning stage, the coordination starts, and not when the things are going to execute it. So coordination should be started right from the planning function of the management. The management should prepare the plan after consulting the concerned officials. By this, preparation of plan and its implementation will be easy and without any resistance. So they both go hand in hand. That is, planning and implementation goes hand in hand. Based upon plan the things systematically and implement the things more systematically, so that both goes hand in hand, one after the other. That is why principles of coordination, one is something known as early start. So early you will start, it will more be better for the organization to achieve. Next is personal contact. An agreement may be arrived at on methods, actions and achievement of objectives through personal contact, which means what? With personal commitment, they will be able to give the output. So whenever one of the principle of coordination is personal contact, which means what? Every individual needs to personally contribute. Every needs to be personally contacted and be made sure that this is what company wants to give the output, and this is how it will be, the output will be given. Ideas, views, opinions, recommendations, feeling, etc. are conveyed to the receivers effectively through personal contact. Personal contact avoids controversy and misunderstanding. So whenever the principle of one of the coordination is something known as personal contact, which means what? Whenever company wants to achieve or give some output, then it can give the output when things are in streamlined in proper manner, that is one after the other. If company needs to fall in place or things needs to fall in place, then ideas, views, opinions, recommendations, feelings should be given together in the same moment of time, and this can be done if and only if there is proper coordination. So one of the principal, you can say cardinal, most important fact as far as coordination is concerned is that there should be personal contact. Next principle of coordination is it should be continuity, which means what? It should be continuously involved. Coordination is must so long as the organization continues to function. So coordination can be done so far as there is going to be continuous functioning of the business cycle in the best possible manner. Coordination is a keystone of the organization structure. Coordination starts with planning and ends with controlling. So coordination, one of the important principle is that it is continuous in nature. Starts with planning, ends with controlling, and it is continuously being done one after the another. there are many examples as far as continuous flow of activities is concerned, as far as coordination is concerned. Now, say for example, when there is manufacturing of a car being done, then there has to be continuous coordination between lot of members in the department of the car manufacturing unit. What all things has been functioned, what all things hasn't been functioned can be identified if there is proper coordination be done. That is why it should be continuous. This coordination should be done continuously in nature. Next principle of coordination, that is, it should have reciprocal relationship. The principle says that all factors in a situation are reciprocally related, which means what? If marketing coordinates with finance, finance will also coordinate with marketing. If department A contacts with department B, then department B will also coordinate with department A. So it is mutually coordinated if coordination is to be done. So one of the principle of coordination is that there should be reciprocal, which means what? Work with one another. Each factor influences other factors, which are influenced by other factors. Thus the action of one employee influences the action of other employees, and vice versa. So one employee, which what he says, the other employee will also be able to respond accordingly. If finance department is given a time to leave at 6 o'clock, and other departments are going to give a time of leaving at 7 o'clock, then there is going to be reciprocated relationship, wherein the other department also will have a counter attack, saying that why they are only allowed at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, we also will be going at 6 o'clock. Thus the action of one employee influences the action of other employees, and vice versa. So there is need for integration of all efforts, actions and interests, and coordination is the answer. So when we want that everything is uniformly being functioned, everything is being functioned one after the another, then it can be done if and only if there is proper coordination being done. So reciprocal relationship is one of the key principle which is there for coordination of the business. Another principle for coordination is dynamism, which means that coordination should be dynamic in nature, which means it should change with time. Coordination cannot remain static with every moment, every journey, every challenge, every issue, every problem, every activity, every successful structure of the business organization relationship. It needs to change the way how coordination has been done. The external environment of business influences the internal environment of the business. So outside factors, like example, the external environment factors are more known as PEST factors, which basically functions where P stands for political, E stands for economical, S stands for social, and T stands for technological. These PEST factors affect the internal forces of the organization. So as PEST will function internally, it needs to function accordingly. Besides, the internal activities and decisions are changed according to the circumstances prevailing. So how internal activities are done, circumstances prevail in the business accordingly. So coordination is modified according to the external environment and internal actions and decisions. Thus coordination should be dynamic. So as per external, internal has to respond to the change. As per external, if internal does not respond to the change, the business will not be able to go ahead in the best possible manner. And that is why we say that one of the principle of coordination is that it should be dynamic or dynamism as far as possible. Another principle of coordination is that it should be simplified organization, which means another principle which coordination focuses upon is that it will simplify the way how companies function. So when coordination is done, many complicated activities becomes simple activities. The management can arrange the department in such a way that better coordination prevails among the department heads. If the functions of two departments are similar, these are put under one executive in charge. This facilitates to get better coordination. So many activities which are repetitive in nature can be brought together and accordingly output can be given. So when these activities are brought together and output is given, it can deliver the requirement of the business at the best possible manner. And this can be done so if and only if there is proper coordination of the business. Another principle of coordination is self-coordination, which means what? We ourselves need to coordinate with a lot of other teams or a lot of other activities. According to this principle, the function of one department is affected by the other department and vice versa, which means function of if I am working in finance department, the function of the finance will be is affected by other departments. Say for example, marketing. So if marketing department does not give the output by getting the funds from the debtors on time, the finance department goes for a toss because they cannot get the payment. If they cannot get the payment, they are not able to release the payment for the people from whom manufacturing department has purchased the goods. So this department modifies its function in such a way that it may be affect each affect other departments favorably. Coordination is achieved by this way. So if it is affecting, then the best way is to make sure that there is proper coordination. So if there's proper coordination, the non-requirement things of two departments functioning in their own functioning or own areas can be brought together and can be coordinated accordingly. So there is a need for effective communication to get self-coordination. Effective communication facilitates a department to appraise the functions of other departments. So effective communication will make sure that the coordination, which was one of the biggest challenge between the marketing and finance department or manufacturing department, does not go for a toss, but they are all interlinked. In fact, in many organizations, these functional heads are brought together once in a week or once in 15 days together in a system. They are coordinated the activities together and output is given accordingly in the best possible manner. And that is the reason why we say self-coordination is the most basic way of best coordination for the business.